from the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, with two-man coverage of the red and gold, this is the Locked On Chiefs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
It's a special Locked On Chiefs episode. I had a chance to get on the phone with former Chiefs running back Larry Johnson and talk about some of the topics revolving around the running game, including his perception of where Kareem Hunt is and what kind of value he has to this team, how an offense can run through the running game, the effects of collisions on CTE. In case you missed it, Kent Babb had a great piece in the Washington Post about Larry and about his post-football career living with CTE. As Larry has said, he is dealing with some of the issues of that, as well as some of the outreach that Larry is doing. So, great interview. Was on the phone. Take a listen. Folks, welcome back to the Locked On Chiefs Podcast. We have a great guest for you, somebody that you all remember and know from years past. Larry Johnson, the tailback from the mid-2000s, is back with us. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
You know, I'm hanging in. I hope you had a good Christmas. I did, too. It's kind of that post lag. I'm working off my apple pie, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'm still suffering since Thanksgiving, so I'm still trying to lose some of that weight.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy time of year. You know, really what spurred this is some folks online talking about the differences in eras, really. And first of all, I'd love to know your impression of what it's like to see another 27 running down the field for the Chiefs and how well Kareem Hunt's doing.
I'm ecstatic. I'm excited the fact that, you know, he runs similar to how I run. Like, low, he runs low to the ground. He's physical. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He doesn't need to make all these extra moves, and he's a tough runner back, which is everything you hope for in a Kansas City offense, especially in the wintertime, to make sure he makes an impact.
I think that's the thing that I enjoy about his game the most, and I think he's unique a little bit in that when he does make impact, he has the ability to kind of shift his center of gravity a little bit, not take hits full on. Is that something that I think, you know, as all these things go on through the years, you think that's something that becomes more and more important?
Of course it does. Like, if you see the way the movement of the National Football League is going, no one really wants to tackle, especially when it gets down to November, December. And I think that's going to make the yardage and his time to break tackles go a little bit higher is because of that. Like, guys don't practice routine tackling anymore in the pros, and they barely even do it in college. So I think him coming in as a rookie with fresh legs, he can basically take over a lot of defenses in years to come.
I know I'm looking forward to that. The run game is something that I feel has been really missing probably since the era when you were running in it. You know, and there's a couple of things that stand out to me about what has changed. And one of them, you still have the record, you know, 416 carries in a season. And that's just something that's gone by the wayside in this quote-unquote passing league. Do you think that'll ever be seen again?
I don't know. I think the kid from Pittsburgh, I think Le'Veon Bell is almost pretty much close to that record. But I feel that NFL offenses these days are more about show than it is about actually winning games. I mean, football is not a difficult sport to understand. If you have a great running back, you have a great offense, you have a couple of key characters as far as Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, you could do so much more in a running game than you can do in a passing game because, you know, obviously Hunt is a threat. And anytime he gets the ball in his hands, either it's behind the quarterback or out in space, he can make things happen. And that makes everything about the offense a lot easier. It makes the game easier. So you don't have to throw the ball 40, 50 times a game to make an impression. And I know a lot of fans are always wiping up, oh, I want to see 50-yard passes. Grow up. Like, if you want to play, you want to see that, go play Madden or go play Xbox or something. But this is a man's game. So you want to do man's work as far as running the football downhill and making sure you win games and you don't have to turn the ball over so much.
Well, and I'm glad you bring that up because I think really the turning point for the run game in particular, but the offense as a whole, is when they kind of solidified and made things easier for the linemen. You see them taking more simple zone rushing schemes as well as taking the ball outside and letting their linemen do their work. You think that's something that may have tripped them up earlier in the year?
Of course. Anytime you pass the ball, you're getting your offensive linemen to set back a lot more so they get comfortable with pass setting and setting backwards. When you get them to go forward, they don't have really the momentum or enough run plays to really get their feet under them and go forward. So, of course, people blame the offensive line. Oh, they don't, you know, they're giving up this and they're giving up that. No, if you get an offense always pass heavy, you're going to be having those offensive linemen pass that a lot often. They get comfortable. It's the way the game is. Now, imagine if they got comfortable with the run game. Imagine how much push they'll keep going. And obviously, you've seen that, witnessed that when Kareem is running off a 100-yard game.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I think is really important that most fans don't realize is the rhythm that you get into when you run the ball that much. And with Matt Nagy taking over, we've seen Kareem Hunt's carries go up above 25 three games in a row, and that's got to help those linemen as well, right?
It has to. You know, that's what being in control of the run game, that's what happens when you get guys going forward. You get in a rhythm. You get excited. You know you're making yardage, and it shows. Like, it's hard to, like, pass that every four or five times during a play drive, and you're not getting anything out of it. But you see the work. You see the drive when every time Kareem hit 4.4 yards a carry, 5 yards a carry, 6 yards a carry, and then you see all the linemen get excited. So you know they're making progress, and you just kind of carry that on in the game. And what happens? You start winning games that way.
Now, on the overall course of this, you know, it turns into more collisions with you having so many carries, especially those two seasons in the mid-2000s and 5 and 6. Do you think that you'd offer any advice to Kareem Hunt how to avoid some of those collisions and maybe stave off some of these things that we hear about in terms of total collisions and CTE?
I think football is a collision sport, and I think guys need to just really swallow that pill and live with it. This is what game we signed up for. All I can say is take care of your body, take care on your nutritional base stuff, like anything that has to do with, you know, brain as far as nutrition and getting in the cold tub and making sure you may be smart with your body in practice. Those are the type of things that's going to save your career and your life ahead of schedule. I mean, a lot of guys back in the day didn't have that. They basically, you know, if you see pictures, you see guys smoking and drinking alcohol in the locker room back in the old school National Football League. They don't do that anymore. I mean, a lot of guys are really suffering is because they're not being honest with themselves and taking care of their body. You have to understand that, you know, this game is not forever, but your health is going to be forever after you leave this game. So you have to be a little bit more smart of how you treat your body and what you do in the long run.
Well, and like you said, once you leave the game, you need your body to do other things. And I know that you're involved with a foundation called Motivational Edge, and it's about bringing the arts to school kids, right?
Basically, I help underprivileged and kids who don't have the necessary resources in their after-school programs since public schools are no longer having art and crafts in schools anymore. So we are developing programs for them to be a lyrical expressionist, dance performance-based, and artists. We bring that to them, and we bring it to the local high schools all up and down South Florida and up Northern Florida, too, and just have these kids create a safe space for them to actually be themselves and enjoy being kids.
I think that's a great way to go hand in hand with football and something that you don't really picture with football quite often. Do you have any connections still in Kansas City where a similar program could help get off the ground?
I really want to. I think when the summertime comes and I'm actually trying to do a little bit more traveling, especially in the Kansas City area, I really want to look into that. And I mean, I know, you know, we have rap artists like Tech N9ne. He's very, very deep in the Kansas City area. He would, you know, be a great fit for me to open up one of these programs up at any school that's in, you know, middle of Kansas City or Olathe or Leawood or Johnson County. I would love to have that program because it's such an easy program to develop. All we're trying to get these kids to do is get off the street and get into an after-school program where they love to do something they love to do. A lot of these kids love music, so they all want to be, you know, artists, performers, rappers. And all we do is help them break down songs and help them get their emotions out so they're not keeping those emotions inside of them and going and exploding out on somebody else and being in jail or getting arrested. I'm just trying to help those kids do that.
And I know that you part of Kansas City, probably not in the greatest of terms, but recently you've been more vocal. I know there's been a Washington Post article, a lot of more comment. Are you feeling more positive about the way Kansas City feels about you and about how you feel about it?
I think it just took time. You know, my situation coming to Kansas City wasn't necessarily, you know, a smooth ride, but I dealt with it. And I think the fans dealt with it too. And of course, I forget sometimes that I don't necessarily represent just myself. I represent, you know, the Kansas City organization. I represent Kansas City as a whole. So when I was doing a lot of things on the off field that was getting in trouble, I lost sight of that. And I think it took me a time to get away from football and get away from Kansas City to really soul search and say, you know what, I was the problem. So let me do the best I can to put my best foot forward and make it up to everybody. And I think I'm excited about the progress that the Kansas City fans and everybody else has made towards me. And I feel like the more steps we get closer to each other, we can really, you know, start to rebuild that relationship.
Is there anything that you'd like to leave the fan base, those who watched you play, and maybe some of the younger generation who didn't, the fans in Kansas City, you'd like to say to them?
Keep being Chiefs fans. I know it's hard to be patient, especially with, you know, we get to the playoffs every year, and it seems like it just doesn't pan out for us. But all I can say is you wouldn't find a better loyal base and a better team and organization than the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, I love the Kansas City Chiefs. I could have easily, you know, retired at Redskins or retired at Bengals, retired at Dolphins, but I'm still waiting on the paperwork to hopefully be retired as a Chief, and I'm always going to keep that hope alive because I would love to retire there. And it's just something that I have all my memories and all my greatest and bad memories in Kansas City, so I would love to keep doing what I'm doing in my community in Florida, and hopefully one day they'll be graceful enough to invite me up and accept that.
The future could hold a bigger presence for Larry Johnson in Kansas City, folks. Larry, thank you for coming on. Appreciate your time and sharing it with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a good New Year.
You too.
That's Larry Johnson, number 27 before Kareem Hunt, and we thank him for his time.
Thanks for listening to the Locked On Chiefs podcast. While you're out there, give us a rating or review, and reach out to us on Twitter, @RyanTracyNFL and @ChrisClarkNFL. We'll talk to you next time.